Lord are worshiping the Lord in his psalm. This psalm in particular is David talking to God's people. Amen? So this is for us. I mean, all the psalms are for us. Everything in this book is for us. It's beneficial for us. But Psalms 37, David is talking to God's people. So raise your hand if you fall into that little category right there. If you're one of the few, the proud. Amen. God is good. Amen. You hear me? God is good. God is good. Psalms 37 and verse 1, fret not yourself because of evildoers. Now this psalm right here is about trust. You hear what I'm saying this morning, Kiwi? It's about trust. Brother Dwayne, it's about trust. That's what we have been called to do as servants of the Most High God, as the Lord's children. We have to put our trust in him. Amen? So look at this. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers. Now, that word fret, it's not how you might imagine it. It doesn't mean, in this context, it doesn't mean like to worry so much, as what it means is don't get fired up, man. Don't kindle yourself. Don't lose your cool. Amen. Don't explode because it looks like the world is winning. Amen. We want to keep a level head. You hear what I'm saying this morning? But that's what it's talking about. When it looks like the world is winning, when it looks like the ungodly are flourishing, when it looks like Satan is winning, When it looks like everything that is right in the world is going away, you know what I'm talking about this morning? When all this craziness is going on in the world, same thing was going on back then. There was persecution. Satan was busy back then, and he's busy now. Amen? But see, the Lord just told us something very specific. Don't lose your cool, man. Don't lose your cool. Don't get fired up over this situation, man. I need my people focused on me. Are y'all with me this morning? Don't get all bent out of shape. Everyone say, I'm not going to get bent out of shape over this. Yeah, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? But that's what we need to be like. We're like, man, I don't agree with this stuff. The newsman's lying to my face. I dig it. I can tell. You know what I mean? People are calling things that are wrong. They're calling them right. Okay? People are lying. People are attacking one another. Violence in the streets like we ain't seen in years and years and years. You know what I mean? Well, there's no mistaking about it. Satan's awful busy. But the battle's been won. Amen? The battle's been won, and we have been called to trust in the Lord, to put our faith in him. Amen? And knowing at the right time, in his time, he's going to work this out. You see what I'm saying this morning? So if you feel like you've been wrongly accused or condemned by a friend or the world's just coming against you or the nightly news has just got you so bent out of shape because you see all this craziness going on and you're like, what in the world is going on in the world? The Lord just told you and he just told me, man, just be cool. Be cool. Rest. And wait on me. I'm the Lord. You ain't. I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Fret not yourself because of evildoers. And there's a bunch of evildoers out there. Sure enough. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers. You know, and let's be honest in church. Raise your hands if you're all for honesty in church. Dwayne is, okay. Travis, okay. Sister Bonnie, that's good. Okay, well, we can work on that. We can build from that, Kayla. Now, one of the reasons why we can get so bent out of shape or we can get so fired up or heated up over the wrongdoings of the world is if we're honest, sometimes we can be kind of envious. And think about it. Let's be honest in church. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, I would love to just make a bunch of stupid decisions and let someone else clean up my mess for once. You know what I mean? Yeah, we can get like that. Okay, but if you look at that verse, be not envious of wrongdoers. Look on the monitor right there. What is that on the end of that? What is that, a baseball bat? What is it? Someone tell me. Exclamation point, exclamation mark, whatever them things are called. Okay, Jesus is like really wanting us to get a hold of that. What are you talking about? Being envious of people doing the wrong thing? You belong to me. Amen? You with me this morning? You're not your own. You've been bought at a price. You don't exist for your own selfish pursuit of happiness. That's not what you've been called to do. Amen. You belong to the Most High God. Are y'all with me this morning? So the Lord is like, hey man, you ain't missing out on nothing. And that's the place where good Christian folks need to get. Some of us got to get to that place to realize we're not missing out on nothing. Amen. A lot of pain, a lot of bad consequences. Raise your hand if you want some bad consequences in your life. Amen. Yeah. Amen. 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 Okay, so here's the deal, man. We can save ourselves from a lot of trouble from putting our trust in the Most High God. Realize he wants what's best for me. He's my dad. Remember, we talked about that last week. He's my dad. He wants what's best for me. Amen. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Don't get fired up. Don't get bent out of shape because it looks like Satan is winning. He is not winning. Amen. Be not envious of wrongdoers. Thank you, Lord. I forgot to turn my page. All God's people say, that's okay.
That's okay.
It is. We're going to get through this. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Verse 2, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Underline that in your neighbor's Bible. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, there will be a time of judgment. There will be a time when every single wrong will be righted. Okay, now we talked about this when we were in our study in James. We spent like a whole day on this. Okay, but this is where my heart is at this morning, and I feel like this is a timely word for so many people in here. Okay, I hope everyone can relate. If this is just old hat to you, old news, then just take a nap or pay your bills via online or whatever you want to do. Amen. You can pay some of mine while you're at it. No, I'm playing. God is good. Tell the truth. But what I'm saying this morning, man, is listen. There will be a time, there will be a place when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You will be vindicated. If somebody has come against you, amen, wrongly, okay, God is going to work that stuff out. Okay, if it looks like you keep getting the bad reports from the doctor, amen, God is going to work it out. Amen, God is going to work it out. Doesn't matter what man says, it doesn't matter what the doctor says, amen, I belong to the Most High God, and he has a plan for me. It doesn't matter how hard things get, amen. For they will soon fade away. For they will soon fade like the grass. The grass is here one day. Look out in the church parking lot, man. That's mud. That's soupy mud out there, man. You know what? And that grass was real pretty a couple of weeks ago. But you know what, man? It don't take long. That grass can just go away. There was one whole winter where all that died out there, man. We had a bunch of rain, and all that beautiful grass was nothing. It was gone, and it didn't take long at all. Okay, so whoever is coming against you, amen, there will be a time of justice. Whoever is behind the scenes wreaking havoc, doing what is evil, you see what I'm saying? God is going to work all this stuff out. Are you with me this morning? That is throughout the scripture. That is something that we need to grab a hold of and get excited about. And we need to make sure we know what side of the fence we're on. Who do I belong to here? Do I belong to the Most High God, or is it still just about me? Amen. Y'all with me? Give them some praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now look, Proverbs 24. Let's go to the next slide. I think you might have it on here. Proverbs 24. No, you don't have it. Don't worry about it. I got it right here. Proverbs 24. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of the wicked. Did you hear what I just said? That is almost verbatim the first verse we read. Okay. And you will see that throughout the scripture. Don't get heated up about it. Don't lose your cool about it. Yes, get upset, but do something about it. Amen. I need my people to keep a level head. Don't be discouraged. Don't let it ruin your day, because at the end of the day, God has a plan and his will be done. Amen. Do not fret. Listen, do not fret because of evil men. Or be envious of the wicked. Now, verse 20 in Proverbs 24, for the evil man has no future hope. You see that? It's saying the same thing. There's no future in this. The person that does not belong to the Lord. The person that it's all about him. So maybe that person that has come against you, maybe we need to have a heart for that person, even though they have caused you mental pain, even though they may have caused you physical pain. The person that attacks you, the person that makes it their business to ruin your day. Amen. They have no future. This is as good as it's going to get for them unless they accept Jesus Christ. You see what I'm saying? So there will be a time of judgment. There will be a time of justice. But the Lord wants us to focus on this as well. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? These people that are mean to you, these people that have hurt you, these people that are coming against you, that have hurt your family, that have caused so much destruction. Are you going to be content with knowing that God's going to take care of it? Because I won't tell you about my life. You know what I want? And I've done a lot of bad, selfish stuff. But I love God's grace and I love God's mercy. And that's what I want for my life. You know what I mean? Amen. Am I telling the truth this morning? Is that how you guys are? We want all of God's grace and all of God's mercy and his forgiveness for the foul, evil things we've done. Right? Amen. So when people have hurt us, you know what? The Lord wants us to get involved and begin to intercede and pray and bring them before the Lord. Even when you don't feel like it. You know what I mean? There's a reason why you're in this storm. Amen? So we need to pray for those people. And I'm talking about those people that have done you wrong, man. We have to forgive and we got to move forward. Amen? Y'all with me? Thank you, Jesus. For the evil man has no future hope. And the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. Now let's go to the next slide. Are y'all blessed this morning? Father God, you are good. Amen? He's a good God. He's a good God. And you know, he doesn't take us around the trials so much. Have y'all figured that out yet? He can yank you out of trials. I've been yanked out of trials. I've gotten real hard, real heavy, and he's yanked me out. Sure, yeah, that's happened. But you know, he's all about bringing you through those trials. You know what I mean? He's maturing us. He's maturing his people. Amen. Okay, so Luke 16 and verse 25. What we got here is I want to focus for a minute on those people that have hurt us. I want to focus on the evildoer, the ungodly, the person behind the scenes causing so much ruckus and disarray in your world. Amen. Even on a geopolitical level, in the government and these things where we may think or we may know that some craziness is going on. Amen. That we need to do something about that. I'm not talking about us getting a bunch of signs and marching down to City Hall. But what I am talking about, I'm talking about praying for these people. These people that do not love the Lord. Amen. These people that do not believe in the Lord. Amen. Because we know their future is not looking good. Amen. Does that make sense this morning? Okay. Let me back it up with some scriptures. So Luke 16 and verse 25, we have this really awesome picture about the future for the believer as well as the future for the unbeliever. Amen. So this is something that we should all get excited about. Hey, we got a good place, man, a place where we're going when we take our last breath. Amen. So we can get excited about that. But man, we got to focus on this, man. There are people that we know. There are people that we know that have not made that decision yet. There are people, and here we go, full circle again. Some of these people, man, are really vicious and really mean. But they're in your world for a reason, man. They're in your world for a reason, man. We got to live that godly life. We got to live that godly witness. And we've got to intercede for them. Amen? Just like somebody did for you. Okay, so we have the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was this guy, and he was real sickly, all right? And the rich man was the rich man, and the rich man had everything, and Lazarus had nothing, and the rich man passed away, and Lazarus passed away. Anybody ever heard that story before? Okay, all right. Well, then I'll just read this verse. But Abraham replied, "Son," this is Abraham talking to the rich man, "son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things." Listen, to the ungodly, I know I've said this a lot. It is what it is. Everyone say it is what it is, showbiz. Amen. You know, to the unsaved man, if it looks like they're flourishing, it looks like there's never going to be a time of judgment for them. Listen, that's not how it works. There will be a time of judgment. This is literally as good as they will ever have it. right here. But they're going to spend eternity somewhere. And it's not going to be good if they don't accept Jesus Christ. Amen. It's going to be a horrible place, a place of where the worm dieth not, a place that we don't want to go. Amen. And we don't want our loved ones to go there. And we get stoked and we get excited about the fact that we're saved. Amen. But I'm telling you, the more we fall in love with the Lord, the more he wants to give us a heart, his heart for a lost and dying world, and a heart for those people that are mean and vicious and rude to us. Amen. Yeah, women. Okay, but Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things. You already had your time. You already got to do all the good stuff, man. Well, so let's make sure that we're not envious of that evildoer, okay? While Lazarus received bad things, but now he is comforted here." You hear that? Lazarus, the godly, even though his life was hard. Hear what I'm saying? Life is hard sometimes, Miss Bonnie. Life is really difficult sometimes, but God is with us. God is with us. And at the end of the day, when we clock out for that last time, or when the good Lord comes home, guess what, man? It's going to get awesome. But you know what? No matter how hard it gets here, he promises, "I'll never leave you or forsake you." Amen. "I'll give you the strength. I give strength to the weary." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things. You had a whole lifetime to accept that salvation, but you didn't want to do it. It was all about them Debbie cakes and ordering pizza and being selfish." Not that Debbie cakes and, well, you know, man, you guys are a bright bunch. Get the kids, he's talking about Debbie cakes. Let's get out of here. "While Lazarus received bad things, but now he is comforted here. And you are in agony." Agony, 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 agony. That's what it's going to be like. It's not going to be peaceful. It's not going to be fun. You know, the rich man was saying, "Hey, Abraham, I know that guy. He used to panhandle by my house, and I remember that cat. Can he dip his finger in some water and just touch my tongue with it? Give me just a second of relief because I'm in agony." And Abraham was like, "It don't work that way, dude. It does not work that way at all. The pain, the torment, it doesn't let up." And so if you're thinking in your mind right now, "Well, this dude that hurt me when I was a little kid, I'm all about it, man. I'll let him have it, man." That's not the Lord's heart. That's not the Lord's heart, amen? And we don't want that for ourselves. 2 Peter 3:9, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise." Now, I love when we get excited at church, Nathan. I love it. I love it. I love it when we're like, "Lord, come quickly. Come quickly." You know what I mean? And but sometimes I'm like, when people say that, I'm like, "Well, don't come too soon, because I got some people in my family that I really, really love, and I don't want them to miss out." So the Lord is not slow. He's not slow in his judgment. He's not slow in his mercy. He's not slow in his plan. Amen. But he's called us as a body. He's called us as Christians to be about his work. Amen. To be that light to a lost and dying world. Are y'all with me? The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness. Because sometimes, man, we're like, "Lord, don't you see what's happening out here? Don't you see how crazy everything's getting? You can't even say Jesus loves you. You can't do this. Can't talk about Christmas anymore. People are killing each other in the streets because they have different political opinions now. Lord God, where are you at?" Just hold on a little while longer, everybody. Look at your neighbor and say, "Just hold on. Just hold on a little while longer." The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you. Isn't that beautiful? He's patient. He's patient towards you. In other words, he's like, "Hey guys, stop getting so ready to get out of here and get about my business." Amen. There's people out there I need you to be witnessing to be praying for. But, and all God's people said, but. But is patient. Are you making fun of me? No, I'm playing. Okay. "But is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish." That's the Lord's heart right there. He doesn't want anyone to perish. Amen. And you don't have a clue who's going to make it and who's not. Amen. We got a job to do. That's what I'm trying to say this morning. "Wishing that none should perish, but that all should reach repentance." All of them. There's a number somewhere. and we don't know when that magic number is getting hit. You know what I mean? But when that number gets hit, that's when it's going to get real cray cray. That's when it's going to get really, really good. Amen. But until that moment, you know what I mean? He sustains me. He gives me what I need. Amen. And he's going to bless me and provide for me, because I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Amen. I've never seen them. I was young, but now I'm old. And I've never seen them, the righteous forsaken, or their seed begging bread. Y'all with me? Not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Cool. Psalms 37 and verse 3. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. The Lord is calling his people to be a faithful people, a devoted people. Amen. No matter what it looks like in your environment, no matter what's going on around you, the Lord says, trust in me. Trust in me. I already told you that there's going to be a time and a place when everything's going to work out. Amen. It's going to get really, really awesome. But when the wind and the waves come, when things aren't making sense, when it looks like my loved one is up to their neck in sin again, it looks like nothing's going to work out again, trust in me. Trust in me. Trust in me. Focus on me. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning?
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Give them some praise. We have to be confident, you know. That's what faith is trusting in the Lord, you know. When nothing else makes sense, we have to be confident in our hearts that we know that God's going to work it out. Whatever it is, it's going to work out the best possible way. It might not even work out the way that I think it has to happen. You know what I mean? But it's going to work out the way that the Lord needs it to happen. Amen. He's all about our growth. Amen. And it's about his glory. Amen. But it's going to work out the best way. Amen. So I trust in him. I'm committed to him. I'm committed to his plan for my life. He's got me going through this trial for a reason. So I'm with him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 5 and verse 1 right there on your monitors. You might remember this from last week. You might have read it before in the Bible. It's a good one. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. See, that's what we're supposed to do right there. You don't get a get out of jail free pass or a hall pass or whatever just because life is hard. You know what I mean? The Lord wants to use us. That's why we don't get saved, and as soon as we get saved, you know, we take a little pill and then we go to heaven, some craziness like that. Well, he's got use for us. Amen. He wants to use us. Amen. He wants to mature us while we're down here. You know what I'm saying? So life gets tough sometimes, man, and bad things happen, you know, that we don't like. But he says, trust in me. Amen. Trust in me. Don't look up to the world. Don't look down on the world, but be about my business. Amen. Don't be envious of the world. Don't be discouraged. Don't get bent out of shape. Don't lose your cool when nothing seems to be making sense. I'm God. You're not. You trust in me. You focus on me. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Never lose sight of that fact that you are God's child. Amen. That you are loved by the creator of the universe. He's a big God, an awesome God. There's no one like him. Everyone say there's no one like him. There's no one like him. Amen. We serve a real God, a living God, who is powerful and mighty to save. Amen. And he loves you so much. He loves you so very much that he laid down his life for you. You know what I'm saying? So how about we get to the place where we want to please our Father? Amen. That we want to be obedient to his word. That we want to please our Father, especially when things get hard. I'm going to keep my focus on him, and I want to give him glory. I want to give him glory no matter what's going on in my life. Therefore, be imitators of God. Follow our big brother. You know what I mean? Follow his example. Amen. Life gets hard. We need to be about our Father's business. Amen. God is still a miracle working God. We need to stay in our word and get our focus off of ourselves. We need to stay in our prayer closet and get our focus off of ourselves. We need to begin to praise and worship the Most High God and get our focus off of ourselves and get it on the Most High God. And then he can change some things. He's going to change some stuff in our hearts. You know what I mean? He's going to give us that peace. Amen. When I trust in the Lord, when I focus on him, I cast my cares upon him, he's going to give me peace no matter what's going on in my life. Amen. People can go on vacations, man, and not rest a single moment. You know what I mean? And come back. You ever went on a vacation and you come back and you're just exhausted? Yep. We go through life like that sometimes, man, where the Lord is like, man, you don't have to have everything perfect to rest in me. You don't have to have everything figured out. It's not a 30-minute sitcom where everything's got to be wrapped up in 28 seconds. You know what I mean? In the end, you win because you're my kid. Now trust in me. Rest in me. Wait on me. Amen. I need my children to have peace. Amen?
Amen.
All right. God is good. That's pretty much what I'm trying to say. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Let's go to the next slide. Is everyone doing all right? Can I make someone a sandwich? Josh, can someone make me a sandwich? I'm the one getting hungry. I'm the one at work right now. No, I'm playing. God is good. Psalms 37 and verse 4. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. See that? Trust in the Lord and do good. You keep your focus on him. Your faith is in him. He's not going to let you down. But see, we got to continue to keep doing good. We got to continue to be about our Father's business. Amen?
Amen.
And continue to do good and befriend faithfulness. Verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I want to read that verse again. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now look, I had this laser grafted. I don't even know if that's a thing, laser grafting. This was given to me this morning, and it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You see that, Miss Cindy? You see? It was actually given to me and Rachel. But I've been reading that verse, man. I've been reading that verse, and I've been chewing on that verse. Amen? And then I just got done reading that verse. And Cindy walks in, and she's like, here, I want you to have this. And I'm like, wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. See, he's a big, big God, and he keeps everything in orbit, and he keeps the sun where it needs to be and all that jazz, and he cares about giving dumb old me. Well, don't agree with me there. That's right. He's like, hey, man, hey, I'm with you. He cares about us, little old us, man. God is good, man. Amen. He wants to encourage us. Hey, man, don't get weary. Keep doing good. Don't get tired. Keep doing good. Don't lose your cool, man. Don't get yourself all fired up and going in the wrong direction and getting the flesh. Amen. I'm with you. We're going to get through this. Delight yourself in the Lord. That's what we got. We got to fall in love with our Lord, man. Like when we first got saved, we got to get back to that place, man, where he is everything. Amen. Delight ourselves in the Lord. Let the Lord be your delight. Amen. You like that definition, Dwayne? Was that pretty good?
Amen.
Boom. I spare no expense or no study time for you guys. No, I'm playing. Okay. Commit your way to the... I'm getting ahead of myself. Delight yourself in the Lord. That's where we got to get to. Where he is everything. We know he's everything, but we got to get it in here. Amen.
Amen.
Where we just have those thoughts about our God and how good he is. Even when things are really, really tough, we still delight in our Lord.
Right.
Amen. Because he is faithful. He is faithful. He is a good God. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
That is such a beautiful verse. When I delight myself in the Lord, this is what the Lord wants to do. He is, now this verse is one of those that we can run with and be like, well, if I love Jesus, he's going to give me everything I ever wanted. Okay. And I like how that sounds. I like that a lot. Okay. But what it really means, man, is when I delight myself in the Lord, he is going to instill in me the desires in my heart. He is going to give me the desires that he wants me to have. And he's going to meet those needs, amen. He's like, hey, man, trust in me. Don't lose your cool, man. Trust in me. Fall in love with me because I really have use of you. I want to use you and I want to bless you. Don't be freaking out, man. I'm going to get you through this, okay? I want to equip you, amen. Y'all with me? Psalm 37 and verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. That's our last verse. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. We have to know that we have to know that we have to know that God's going to act. God's going to perfect this. God is going to work everything out. You know what I mean? We can already just get excited and anticipate. We don't know how God's going to do it, but God will get me to the other side of this trial. Amen. That God is going to vindicate us. Amen. That God is hard at work with working everything out. So I commit myself to him. This is the path you have me on, Lord God. I'm committed to you. We're going to get through this. And I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to give you glory no matter what's going on. Amen. Because I know in the end we win. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God, for blessing this congregation, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that you are going to do a mighty work in this house. Lord God, that you're going to do a mighty work in this community, that this is a church of people that are sold out and devoted to you, Lord God, that we are a praying people, Lord, that we are a people that are in our scriptures, Lord. We're people that go through our house just praising you, Lord, because you are worthy of our praise, Lord God, that we're not discouraged. We're not fearful. We're not losing our cool. We're not losing our control when it looks like Satan has got the upper hand, because you told us in your word that you're going to work it all out, Lord God. Let us be bold in our witness. Thank you, Father God, that we are devoted to you in every area, that you are number one, and let us be have a spirit of unity in this house. Let us have a family. Let us be a family, Lord, where we are concerned for one another. Lord God, that we genuinely care for one another, and we put you first. And we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, thanks for coming out. I want to remind you guys that Brother Dwayne has a need. And if you can bless him, you should get up with him and work that out. And we have Wednesday night class. We got something for every age group. You guys should really come check that out. Starts at 7. And tomorrow we got Men's Whataburger. Tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. at Whataburger, we have Men's Bible Study. So you want to check that out. And I love you guys. God bless you. Brother Donnie, why don't you take us home?
Pastor Paul, I have to give a testimony. First of all, I want to thank all prayer warriors. My brother went in for surgery Wednesday. And all the reports from the doctor wasn't good. But God turned it around. They first told him that they would not be able to get all the cancer, but they did get all the cancer. They told him it would be a 5-hour surgery. It was a 2-hour surgery. They told him he'd probably have to have a colostomy bag. That did not happen. He is free of cancer. He is healed. He recognized that God had his hands on him. And I just give God the praise and glory. He's coming home today. And I thank y'all for your prayers.